Guten Tag and konnichiwa, ladies and gentlemen. This is Adrian Lozano, and I'm here to tell you the following episode is a bit even-tempered, and it's because I'm tired. So, if it sounds like I'm lacking on energy, it's because I totes am. Who says totes? People who use totes. Tots. All right, cool. Have a good show or whatever. Laters.
Adrian being sexy. As a character, Adrian is stiff. Seriously, it is all Adrian's fault that this evil was released.
I feel like dancing, dancing, dancing on some graves. I feel like dancing, Ted dancing, dancing on some graves. Yeah. All right, folks, this is episode 163. I'm your host, Adrian, the Adrian Lozano. It's kind of tough to think about things that rhyme with Adrian. Greatdrian? Yep, Greatdrian. That's about it. All right, so... how are you doing? I'm doing all right. Like I said, I feel like dancing on some graves. I feel like dancing, dancing, dancing on some graves. Hey, there's Ted dancing, dancing, dancing on some graves. From Family Guy with Chris Griffin when he walked in the room clapping as they dig my grave. Okay. Let's see here. I saw a little movie called Grave Dancers. Let me tell you, folks, this Grave Dancers movie, although terrible, was boring. But boy, everybody tried really fucking hard. But damn. And then at the end with the, like, man, it's terrible. It's... do you hear that? That sound is an angry train. That train is angry. Alright, man. Locomotion. Meow, 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 meow. So let's locomotion. Hey, baby, what's all the commotion? Something, 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 something. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think they use the word easy. Something, something, easy. And then something, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, what's with the commotion? Okay, anyway. Grave Dancers. Terrible. Horrible movie. Do not watch it. Oh, for fuck's sake. I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know. Okay. So, just don't watch it. Just don't. It's bad. If anybody says, hey, you should see this, it's because they're mad at you or they don't like you and they're trying to waste your time. Do not watch this movie. Fuck Grave Dancers. God damn it. So it's got some points in it where it could have been great, but it peters out. And it doesn't... It sells out. It sucks. I'm trying to compose myself here, folks. I'm trying to remember because one of the demonologists or whatever that helps them is a pretty popular character actor. I think he's German. Anyway, Oh man, I have to look it up. I need to collect my thoughts, rub one out, and then I'm going to get back to you. The name of the actor is Shiki Keraru. I probably said that wrong. Yeah, this dude. He's French, not German. My mistake.
Shiki Keraru.
That's his name. There you go. I had to get it right. You know how it is. You know how I get. Alright, so he is a French actor and musician of Turkish origin, known for playing the police investigator Julian Baptiste in the British television drama The Missing and its spin-off series Baptiste. He's 5'11". Let's see here, this dude's been in The Missing, Kiss of the Dragon, that's right, La Femme Nikita, Belle, Doberman. Let's see here. Alright, so he is the, like I said, demonologist. He is a refreshing point in this movie. Every time he comes around, he's very enjoyable. The other person in there that stands out is Dominic Purcell. He's the bald dude from Prison Break. He's also, I believe, in The Flash. He's a bad guy in The Flash. I can't remember his character's name right now. I know he's like Captain Cold because that's the other dude from Prison Break. Kira and Allison. So the chick, Claire Kramer. Oh, man. Megan Perry does a good job. A very good job. But, oh boy. Marcus Thomas. God, okay, he's terrible. Dominic Purcell does a Prison Break level performance. I don't feel like that dude's utilized right. Because, I don't know, he's just not that good of an actor to me. He doesn't seem... He seems out of place, in my opinion, but who am I to say? I mean, he's the one actually doing acting gigs. Move my keys. He's the one actually doing acting gigs, and I'm not, so... Anyway, that being said, Claire Kramer fucking sucks. Why I say that is because her delivery on her lines and her reactions... Because acting is reacting. Her delivery is fucking bullshit. It's lackluster. This whole film reeks of low budget, but like, again, I'm one to talk. I really liked the Kira character because she was a little complex, and then what ended up happening to her character was pretty interesting, I thought. I don't know, man. I really want to make it clear that this movie got boring very fast. So they're at a friend's funeral, and the movie starts off with the death of the friend. The friend gets hanged. People are hanged, curtains are hung. Just remember that. And a English teacher told me that. And then years later, I saw it on an episode of Murder, She Wrote. And I was like, oh shit. Anyway, So, at the cemetery is this chick, Kira, this dude, Dominic Purcell, and then Marcus Thomas. Claire Kramer doesn't stick around. Not that they have, like, anything going on or whatever. I think she just is tired or some shit. I can't remember. I really don't feel like watching this shit again to, like, get back into it. I'm not. I won't do it. But guess what it's got? It's got special features. Did I watch them? No, because actually, it was one of those things where I thought I was going to pass out. And I like to watch those things with attention. Well, I wish I had passed out. Man, I wish I had passed out. But no, I stayed awake through the entirety of this horrible film. I even tried falling asleep. But no. No, it did not work for me. So the three are hanging out in the cemetery. And then that's when they notice an envelope. Or they being Marcus Thomas. Notices an envelope, opens it up, and it's got this, like, kind of chunky, wordy, I guess, like a chant. Not so much a chant, like a spell. And upon reading it, he causes some shit to go down and wakes up the spirits of these three graves in front of them. And then they proceed to get shit-faced and dance on these graves, hence the title, roll credits. Dominic Purcell's relationship with Claire is so troubled, and she's so flustered and so upset, but it doesn't look... She looks more like she's gassy, more like she's got some IBS problems. She doesn't look like a woman that's going through heartache. She doesn't look like a woman that's having... like trust issues with her husband being in love with another or her. I think they're gonna get married. I think that's what's going on. I'm trying not to. I got so bored with it so fast. So they're together, but I don't think they've tied the knot or whatever. This other chick has always had a thing for. I was trying to remember his name from Prison Break, but I can't. His name's Harris in the movie. And the other dude's. Marcus Thomas's name is Sid Vance. I was like, Anyway, the movie then takes a leap to him coming home and his wife's like, where you been? And he's like, funerals, am I right? And then he proceeds to like get ready for work or whatever or go crash out. One of the two, I can't remember. Again, I wish I had recorded this that day, but I was so upset and actually stepped wrong. And being the old man that I am, I was like, ooh, I'm gonna have to lay down for the rest of the day. So I did that, and then I didn't get around to reviewing because I ended up getting all stoned on some narcotics. You know how I do it. Anyway, the important thing to remember is that I really didn't like this movie. Let me tell you about Grave Dancers and how it jumped. So he gets home to the wife. The wife's like, what the fuck? Then it jumps to like 2 weeks later, I think. And they're convinced somebody's fucking with them, but they can't quite figure it out. And them putting it together is so hard to watch. It's hard to watch. It's hard to talk about. Just don't watch this movie. Don't. Fuck. All right, so they keep going about their lives and shit like that, and then all of a sudden the chick gets I think she gets attacked by a spirit, like an unseen entity, and she gets all hospitalized or whatnot. But then what proceeds to happen is the wife's all like hot in the biscuit, or the missus, the woman of Harris or whatever. Let's call her Mrs. Harris for now. She's just all fucking butthurt. And she's like, I knew you'd care about your friend. It's like, I do. Whatever. Yeah. Anyway. I'm getting off track. So, yada, 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 yada. They all decide to go to... this demonologist, which is played by, what did I say his name was? Chewy Rojo. There we go. His name is Chewy Rojo. Chewy Red. And him and his assistant tell them that if they perform this ritual of burying... Oh, tell them that if they do this, like, you know, wash behind the ears thing, that they'll be fine. And then they tell them, oh, yeah, we danced in some graves. And they're like, what? Then they go to the cemetery. They being all of them. Because the wife's also experiencing this shit, Mrs. Harris. So you got Harris, his wife. The chick is... I think she's still in the hospital. And that dude, Thomas... Marcus Thomas is there. Sid's there. And they explain to him. Then they go back to the library. And proceed to find out that all three ghosts are, like, wicked, horrible, like, rub your wiener in a bad way kind of ghosts. And one of them's a lady who killed the wife and the husband that she was cheating on with. Wait. A young woman was having an affair with a man. The man ended the affair. Then this woman proceeded to kill that man's wife and then that man with an axe. Both of the people with an axe. So that was pretty fun to watch. The ghost stories were always fun. Just like the movie 13 Ghosts, the best part of that movie is the special features. The ghost files, like, that's the best fucking part, man. The best part. Okay, so Grave Dancers continues on. They find out that the ghosts are there. I may have jumped ahead. I think that that's when that chick gets all fucked up or whatever. Like to get fucked up? Yeah, I bet you do. Alright. Anyway, Tommy, how's the peeping? How's the peeping? I fucking miss. Anyway, we're not gonna talk about how I miss Philip Seymour Hoffman, but that motherfucker was badass. He's still, like, all his performances still, like, hold up. You know what I'm saying? Like, this dude's, he did it, you know? All the way back to him being like, wasn't he the boom mic guy in Boogie Nights? And he was just like, oh my God. Anyway, I'm getting off track. So, God, this movie's horrible. Once they find out the grave thing, then they're like, listen, do this thing where we bury him, and then it's totally gonna be all right, whatevs. And they bury him. Supposedly, and then, you know, I think another time jump goes by, and it's like, well, shit's gotten worse, and it's like, oh, that sucks. Well, your best bet's to stay here and ride out the curse. It's like, ride out the curse? Yeah, it'll be over at sunup or whatever. And, well, they're like, sure, we'll do that. And then upon being there, they discover that the assistant to Chewy Rojo is actually still holding on to some of the body parts. They thought that they had buried all the remains, but she held on to the skulls of the departed for reasons. And then everybody gets all pissed off and butthurt. Everybody dies except for Mrs. Harris and Harris. They both live. And, the chick, actually, Kira or whatever, gets turned into, a ghost herself, which is pretty cool. I like that aspect. That I wish that happened more. Like, that was the only redeeming part. I was like, this shit produced a new monster from the chick that was there. I was like, they labeled her the Grave Dancer. Oh, wait, no, I did watch the special features first, because I watched the story of the ghosts. And the other ghost was, like, a man who was well-loved and respected from the community. I think he was, like, a mayor or something. And he secretly After he died, they went in his house and they found like a chick inside of a cage in some kind of dungeon, and they found like all kinds of evidence of like horrible mutilations and terrible tragedies that took place in this guy's fucking basement of horrors. They found bones and other skeletal remains other than bones, which would be more bones. Oh, I hate the show Bones. I don't like it. I don't dare. I said it. I don't like the show Bones. I don't like police procedurals. And I don't like medical dramas, and I don't like really medical anything. It's so much jargon, you know? If I've lost all my listeners, I have to stick with my guns on this. If it's not Doogie Howser, I don't give a fuck about your medical drama, okay? You keep your Grey's Anatomy to yourself. Doogie Howser was the shit! Let's see here. The other thing. I think the French guy lives because this giant hand. I watched special features on this giant hand chasing down this Hummer, and that was also pretty interesting. That was done pretty unique. You never see a giant ghost hand, and here you get to see a giant ghost hand. If you like giant ghost hands, this is the movie for you for about, like, 2 minutes. The next thing, while they're driving away from this ghost hand or whatever, then they're, I think, running for their lives. Why not? Harris and Mrs. Harris. And then French boy, Rojo Vivo. Oh, wait, Rojo Vivo is the name of the Spanish show, Spanish news show I used to watch with my dad when I was growing up. He wasn't growing up. Or aren't we all growing up? I know when I grow up, I want to have a decent podcast. Let's see here. This dude, Chuy Rojo, fucking gets the skulls and throws them in, and the last skull, before he chucks it into the grave, he spits in the skull's face and then just, like, heaves that shit into the fucking, he pitches that shit. He straight, like, fastballs that shit right into the grave. And then giant ghost hand is pulling Prison Break into the fucking, like, earth. Like, pulling that motherfucker by his body into the earth. And once Chuy Rojo has thrown that skull in there wicked hard, the ghost hand disappears. But now Prison Break is covered in a bunch of like dirt or whatever, and his wife Miss Harris and I think Frenchie lives as well. They start digging her out. Wait, no, does he die? No, I can't remember if he lives or dies, ladies and gentlemen. I think he might live. But the assistant dies. That chick dies for sure. And that dude Sid dies. Moving on. There's some kind of jump scare at the end, but I can't remember it. I don't wanna go back and look. I really don't. Don't watch it. She then digs Prison Break out of the ground, and he's alive. After they pull him out, they're like, "Hey, were you on Prison Break?" And he's like, "Yeah." And it's like, dude, that's all anybody's ever going to know you from. And he's like, "I'm okay with that." And they're like, "Whatevs." All right, so that was my review of Grave Dancers. Don't watch it. Do not watch it. Please don't. All right. My name's Adrian Lozano, and this has been my report, my terrible report on a terrible movie. That movie was Grave Dancers. Don't watch it. Mm-hmm.
Do be careful, Adrian.
All right, so if you're wondering where the hell I've been for the majority of this year, it's like, hey, the year has 52 weeks, and you've missed 4 of those weeks. What gives, Adrian? Well, it's none of your damn business, but I'm okay or whatever. I've got this episode coming out, and then look forward to my other shows actually putting out episodes this next year, because, yeah. All right. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a good New Year's or whatever. And, yeah, stay tuned and tell people about the show, because I'm still going to keep doing this, whether people want me to or not. So there's that. All right, whatever. I shall probably never see you, but I will speak to you again in the future from the past. Awesome. Right? I thought that was pretty awesome. Anyway, hope you're doing well. Talk to you later.